run that long distance, so I had to go out there and catch my breath and get rid of those stars that I was seeing.
Are you past the point of surprise with this group?
I mean, no. Every game is different. You know, like this one coming all the way down to the wire to beat the Packers. I mean, we think, and you ask everybody on this team and the coaches, we think that was the best team that we faced so far. And the coaches do have Peyton Manning, but I think that was a complete team there. They're going to be really good. I mean, they're only a few plays away from being, you know, undefeated or 7-1.
Jacob Ford really filled the void for you guys there with two sacks.
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling guys, you know, that just because Kyle's out, don't, you know, we don't have the pass rush that that Kyle brings. I mean, of course, it's awesome to have an all-pro defensive end, you know, to the right of me, but our guys behind us, you know, our young guys, they play hard, and they know how we play here, and there's not going to be a letdown.
Defense spent a lot of time on the field the second half. How gratifying was it to watch the guys get involved in the last two drives?
It was definitely great to catch a breather, because I think at one point, beginning of the third quarter, had 40 plays already. And usually, you know, we're playing about 55 to 60 plays. So for the offense to move the ball and keep the ball, you know, it gave us a chance to catch our breath and I guess to relax a little bit and go back out there and play.
They went after you guys. A couple of fourth downs. I mean, in some surprising situations.
Not really. I mean, it's fourth and one. I mean, how hard is it really to get 1 yard? You know, when you got big 300-pounders up there. I mean, it's different from the Colts because they're not a power team. They're more like a finesse team. And the Packers, you know, they run the ball. So it wasn't too hard to get 1 more yard.